أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن. Still with regard to the various tests which Allah Ta'ala had put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to, and in there he became completely successful. And yesterday we discussed the one as explanation of this ayat according to the narration of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which had to do with the various aspects of Hajj generally. Another riwayat of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that these tests were within the person of a person. The first five had to do with regard to his face, and that was that a person removes his mustache. That is, on a weekly basis, a person removes the mustache, and in there the best is to remove it completely, not with a razor. However, with the electric razor, which works like a scissor, that is fine. Otherwise, basically, it is with a scissor and to remove it completely. If a person wants to keep a mustache, then he must make sure that the upper part, the white part of that upper lip, the white part of the upper lip must not be covered. There is permission. But the best is that he must remove the mustache completely. The second is to gargle. And to gargle is not just to put water in the mouth, but to let it go till the throat. Of course, if a person is fasting, then he won't do that. But besides that, and in fact to lift the head and let the water play around in the throat. This is extremely healthy also, and it is a source of great shifa from many diseases also. Thirdly, istinshaq, that is putting water in the nose and blowing the nose. Putting water in the nose with the left hand, and then to take the thumb and the small finger, and then to clean the nose. Three times. This is also part of the test which Allah Ta'ala had put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to. And he had completed it. And to make miswak. Miswak is a very, very great ibadat, a very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it is from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And with regard to miswak, it is narrated in the hadith that if a person makes miswak and then makes his namaz, like we all have made our fajr, may Allah accept from all of us. If those of us who made miswak before in our wuzu, then this fajr namaz is multiplied by 70. It is like 70 and 2 rakats, that means 140 rakats we made. And the same way with regard to the sunnats of the fajr. The sunnats reward is of course less than that of the farad. But even that will be multiplied by 70, just by having made miswak. It is narrated also in the hadith that miswak will remind a person who makes miswak, that at the time of mort, he will be reminded to read Kalima-i-Shahadat, which is a very, very great thing, that he gets the tawfiq to read Kalima-i-Shahadat before he dies. That is by making miswak. Also, it comes in the hadith that miswak is a thing that cleanses the mouth and it pleases Allah Ta'ala. Allah becomes very, very happy. So that was another, the fourth thing. And the fifth thing is to tell, when a person keeps zulfa, to take out a part in his hair in the middle. That was also one of the practices of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then another five had to do with the rest of the body. That is, removing the hair from under the armpits, removing the hair from below the navel, and washing all the joints properly, cutting the nails, paring the nails of the hands and of the toes. So these were those things that Allah Ta'ala had tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam on. These appear to be very simple and very easy, But by practicing upon them, the rewards are also very, very great, and also at the same time, it helps tremendously to perfect and correct one's deen. Though they may seem simple, but we should not overlook them, and we should make sure that we do them, and also to make ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah. We should not miss that out. With regard to removing the hair, we should do it on a weekly basis, and the most that it is allowed, which we should not let it go to, is up to 40 days. If more than 40 days the hair of the under the armpits and below the navel nails are not cut, then this will be a sin for that person, and it will be very, very unhealthy. It can be mentioned in the hadith that under every hair there is janabat, that is when a person has come in a state of janabat, and if they were to remove it, it has to be washed properly, and the hair under the armpits and below the navel, the amount of sweat that it collects all the time, and that turns into dirt, and it turns into great order of discomfort also, and of ill health, bad health for a person. A Muslim is that person, and there are many cases on record that when Muslims were found, and also one of the things with regard to the body is the khatna, the circumcision. This is also a very great hygienic system from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and which we are blessed with till today. So these are those things that we should look after, maintain them and do them properly, and see to our hygiene and our cleanliness. These are the basic teachings, and they have come right from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam all along. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam perfected them, completed them, and we have been given this great, great ni'mat. We should appreciate them, and the true appreciation is that we practice, we do that. All the problems that we are facing, etc., there's absolutely no doubt that the solution is in deen. And deen is to practice deen, not to know deen, not to propagate deen only, but to practice deen. And these are all those basic things even. If we do this, it will also go a very long way in alleviating and removing and alleviating all these problems that we are facing. May Allah give us proper understanding of our deen, knowledge of our deen, and then to practice on our deen properly. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.